Book of Proverbs. Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding. To receive instruction in prudence, justice, and judgment, and uprightness. To give sense to the simple. Knowledge and discretion to the young man. The wise hears and increases learning, and the understanding ones gets wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise, and their riddles. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear your father's instruction, and do not forsake the Torah of your mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace to your head, and necklaces for your neck. My son, if sinners lure you, do not be willing. If they say, walk with us, let us lie in wait for blood, let us secretly lurk for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as Sheol, and whole, as those who go down into the pit. We shall find all precious goods, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Let your lot fall among us, one purse shall be to all of us. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and they haste to shed blood. For in vain the net is spread in the sight of every owner of the wing. And they lie in wait for their own blood, they lurk secretly for their own souls. So are the ways of everyone who gets unjust gain, it takes away its owner's soul. Wisdom cries aloud outside, she gives her voice in the square. She calls at the head of places of commotion, in the opening of the gates, in the city she utters her words. Until when will you love to be simple, you simple ones? And will scorners desire scorn for themselves? And will fools hate knowledge? Turn back at my warning, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you, I will make my words known to you. Because I called, and you refused, I extended a hand, and none inclines. And you have ignored all my counsel, and you did not desire my warning. I also will laugh in your calamity, I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm, and your calamity arrives like a tempest, when distress and anguish come on you. Then they shall call on me, and I will not answer, they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Instead they hated knowledge and chose not the fear of Yahweh. They did not desire my counsel, they despised all my reproof. And they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own lusts. For the going astray of the simple kills them, and the ease of fools destroys them. But he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the fear of evil. Chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my words, and shall protect my commandments with you, so that you attend to wisdom, you shall extend your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lifting up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as hidden treasures, then you shall understand the fear of Yahweh and find knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh gives wisdom, out of his mouth are knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the upright, he is a shield to the ones who walk in integrity. To guard the paths of judgment, and he protects the way of his saints. Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment and honesty, and every good path. When wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion shall keep you, understanding shall watch over you. To deliver you from the evil way, from the man who speaks perverse things. Those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Who rejoice to do evil, they delight in the perversities of the wicked. Whose paths are crooked, who are devious in their tracks. These will deliver you from the strange woman, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. Who forsakes the friend of her youth and forgets the covenant of her Elohim. For her house leads down to death, and her tracks to the departed spirits. All going into her do not return, nor do they reach the ways of life. In order that you may walk in the ways of the good and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall live in the land, and the blameless shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors, who try to hide their sins, shall be rooted out of it. Chapter 3. My son, do not forget my Torah, but let your heart guard and keep my commandments. For they shall add length of days and long life and peace to you. Mercy and truth will not forsake you, tie them on your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. and you shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of Elohim and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Healing shall be to your navel and marrow to your bones. Honor Yahweh with your substance, and with the first fruits of all your increase. And your barns shall be filled with plenty, and your wine vats shall burst with new wine. My son, do not reject the chastening of Yahweh, and do not hate his correction. For whom Yahweh loves he corrects, even as a father corrects the son with whom he is pleased. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gets understanding. For its profit is better than the gain from silver, and its increase more than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared with her. Length of days is in her right hand, riches and honor in her left hand. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths peace. She is a tree of life to the ones who lay hold on her, and happy are the ones holding her fast. Yahweh founded the earth by wisdom, he founded the heavens by understanding. The depths were broken up by his knowledge, and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not let them depart from your eyes, keep sound wisdom and judgment. And they shall be life to your soul, and grace to your neck. Then you shall walk in your way safely, and your foot shall not stumble. When you lie down, you shall not dread, yea, you shall lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of the destruction of the wicked when it comes. For Yahweh shall be at your side, and he shall keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back again, or, tomorrow I will give, when you have it beside you. Do not plot evil against your neighbor, since he dwells securely with you. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Do not be envious of the violent man, and choose not among all his ways. For the perverse one is hateful to Yahweh, but his intimacy is with the righteous. The curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the abode of the righteous. Surely he scorns the scorners, but he gives grace to the lowly. The wise inherit honor, but fools exalt shame. Chapter 4. Sons, hear the instruction of a father, pay attention to no understanding. For I give you good teaching, do not forsake my Torah. For I was my father's son, tender and an only one in the sight of my mother. And he taught me and said to me, let your heart cling to my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, do not forsake and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you, love her, and she will guard you. Wisdom is the first thing, get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will lift you up, she shall bring you to honor when you embrace her. She shall give a wreath of grace to your head, she shall shield you with a crown of glory. O my son, hear and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom, I have led you in the right tracks. When you go, your tracks shall not be narrowed, and when you run, you shall not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, do not let her go, keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not go in the way of evildoers. Avoid it, do not pass by it, turn from it and pass on. For they do not sleep if they have done no evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is as a bright light going on and shining till the day is established. The way of the wicked is as darkness, they do not know at what they stumble. My son, pay attention to my words, stretch your ear to what I say. Let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and healing to all his flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Turn away from you the crooked mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the track of your feet, then all your ways will be established. Do not bend to the right hand or to the left, turn your foot aside from evil. Chapter 5. My son, listen carefully to my wisdom, stretch your ear to my understanding, so that you may keep discretion, and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drip honey, and her palate is smoother than oil. But afterwards, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a sword of mouths. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on Sheol. Lest you should meditate on the path of life, her tracks are movable, you cannot know them. Hear me now, O sons, and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Remove your ways far from her, and do not come near to the door of her house. Lest you give your honor to others, and your years to the cruel. That strangers not be filled with your strength, and your labors be in the house of an alien. And you moan when your end comes, when your flesh and muscle are eaten away. And say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. And I have not heard the voice of my teachers, nor stretched my ear to those instructing me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of your own cistern, and running waters out of your own well. Should your overflowing springs be scattered outside, like rivers of waters in the streets? Let them be only your own, and not to strangers with you. Let your fountains be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. She is a loving deer, a graceful doe, let her breasts satisfy you every time, and always be ravished in her love. And my son, why will you be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace a foreigner's bosom? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of Yahweh, and he ponders all his tracks. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be held with the cords of his sin. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his foolishness he shall go astray. Chapter 6. My son, if you are surety for your friend, if you struck your hands with a stranger, you are snared with the words of your mouth, you are captured with the words of your own mouth. My son, do this then, and deliver yourself when you come into the hand of your friend. Go humble yourself and be bold to your friend. Do not give sleep to your eyes, or slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from a hand of a hunter, and as a bird from the fowler's hand. Go to the ant, lazy man, consider her ways and be wise. Who, having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her bread in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest? How long will you lie down, O lazy man? When will you arise out of your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to lie down. So shall your poverty come as one walking, and your need like an armed man. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth, winking with his eyes, speaking with his feet, teaching with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart, he is plotting evil at every time, he sends out strife. On account of this, calamity shall come suddenly, he is broken quickly and there is no healing. These six things Yahweh hates, yea, seven are hateful to his soul. High eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that plots evil plans, feet hurrying to run to mischief. A false witness who breathes lies, and he sending out strife among brothers. My son, keep your father's commandments, and do not forsake the Torah of your mother. Bind them to your heart forever, tie them around your neck. When you go, it shall lead you, when you sleep, it shall watch over you, and when you awaken, it will meditate with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light, and reproofs of instruction are a way of life. To keep you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the strange woman. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, and do not let her take you with her eyelids. For on account of a woman, a harlot, a man comes to the last loaf of bread, and another man's wife hunts for the precious soul. Can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be burned? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife, everyone touching her shall not be innocent. They do not despise a thief, if he steals to fill his appetite when he is hungry. But if he is found, he shall restore sevenfold, he shall give all the goods of his house. He who commits adultery with a woman lacks heart, he who does it is a destroyer of his own soul. He shall find a wound and dishonor, and his shame shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not lift up the face of every ransom, nor will he consent if you multiply the bribes. Chapter 7. My son, keep my words and store up my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my Torah as the pupil of your eye. Tie them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinsman. So that they may keep you from the strange woman, from the alien with her flattering words. For I looked through my lattice, at the window of my house. And I saw among the simple ones, I observed among the sons a young man lacking heart. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and darkness of night. And, behold, a woman came to meet him, with a harlot's dress, and a guarded heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet do not rest in her own house. At this time she is outside, now in the streets, and she lies in wait at every corner. And she seizes him and kisses him, she hardens her face and says to him, sacrifices of peace offerings are on me, today I have completed my vows. So I came out to meet you, earnestly to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with striped cloths of Egyptian linen. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning, let us delight ourselves with caresses. For my husband is not at his house, he is going in the way, far away. He has taken a bag of silver in his hand, at the day of the full moon he will enter his house. With the sum of her persuasion she turned him aside, with the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goes after her immediately, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in chains goes to the chastisement of a fool. Until an arrow strikes through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, and not knowing that it is for his soul. Now, then, listen to me, O sons, and attend to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways, do not go astray in her paths. For many are the wounded she has caused to fall, and plentiful all her slain ones. The ways of Sheol are in her house, leading down to the rooms of death. Chapter 8. Does not wisdom call? And does not understanding speak? She stands in the top of high places, by the wayside, in the houses of the paths. Beside the gates, at the mouth of the city, at the doors, she cries. I call to you, O men, and my voice is to the sons of men. Understand wisdom, simple ones, and fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak of truth, and wickedness is hateful to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to the understanding one, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge, rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all delights cannot be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with sense, and I find knowledge of discretions. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, I hate pride and loftiness, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth. Counsel and sound wisdom are mine, I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and leaders decree righteousness. Rulers and nobles rule by me, and all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my increase is better than the best silver. I walk in the path of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice. To cause those who love me to inherit wealth, and I will fill up their storehouses. Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his way, from then, before his works. I was set up from everlasting, from that which was before the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs heavy with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth and the fields, or the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there, when he set a circle on the face of the deep. When he formed the clouds above, when he made the strong fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea its limit, that the waters should not pass beyond his command, when he decreed the foundations of the earth. Then I was at his side, like a master workman, and I was his delights day by day, rejoicing before him at every time. Rejoicing in the world, his earth, and my delight was with the sons of men. And now listen to me, O sons, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and do not refuse it. Blessed is the man listening to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and he shall obtain favor from Yahweh. But he who sins against me does violence to his own soul, all who hate me love death. Chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house, she has carved out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her slaughter, she has mixed her wine, she has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens, she cries on the highest places of the city. The simple one, turn and hear, and to one lacking heart, she says to him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. He who reproves a scorner gets shame to himself, and he who rebukes a wicked man gets his own blemish. Do not reprove a scorner, that he not hate you, rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Give to a wise one, and he will be more wise, teach a just one, and he will increase in learning. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. If you are wise, you shall be wise for yourself, but if you scorn, you alone shall bear it. A foolish woman is noisy, she is thoughtless, and she knows not what. And she sits at the door of her house, in a seat in the high places of the city. To call those who pass by, who are going straight on their ways. The simple one, let him turn and hear, and to the one lacking heart, she says to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the departed spirits are there, her guests are in the depths of hell. Chapter 10. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a father rejoice, but the foolish son is sorrow and depression to his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. Yahweh will not allow the soul of the righteous to go hungry, but he pushes away the desire of the wicked. He who works with a lazy hand becomes poor, but the hand of the hard worker makes him rich. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, he who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. Blessings are on the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart accepts commandments, but the foolish of lips shall be thrust away. He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways shall be found out. He who winks the eye causes sorrow, but the foolish of lips shall be thrust away. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up fights, but love covers over all transgressions. Wisdom is found in the lips of him who has understanding, but a rod is waiting for the back of him who lacks heart. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near ruin. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, the ruin of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous is for life, the gain of the wicked is for sin. On the way of life is he who heeds instruction, but he who refuses reproof is going astray. He who hides hatred with lying lips, and he who sends out slander, he is a fool. In the abundance of words sin does not cease, but one restraining his lips is prudent. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is as a little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of heart. The blessing of Yahweh, it makes rich, and he adds no pain with it. To work out evil devices is as laughter to the foolish, so wisdom is to a man of understanding. That which the wicked fears shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous is granted. As the storm passes, so the wicked is not, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Like vinegar to the teeth, and like smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who send him. The fear of Yahweh prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be cut short. The hope of the righteous is joy, but the hope of the wicked shall perish. The way of Yahweh is strength to the upright, but ruin is to doers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be moved, and the wicked shall not dwell in the land. The mouth of the righteous flourishes with wisdom, but the perverse tongue shall be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is pleasing, but the mouth of the wicked knows only perversities. Chapter 11. False balances are hateful to Yahweh, but a perfect stone is his delight. Pride comes, then shame comes, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the perversity of traitors will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall make his way right, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but traitors shall be taken in their lust. In the death of a wicked man, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of the evil shall be lost. The righteous is delivered from distress, and the wicked goes in instead of him. The wicked are corrupting his neighbor with his mouth, but the just is delivered by knowledge. When the righteous prospers, the city rejoices, and at the wicked's perishing is singing. A city is lifted up by the blessing of the upright, but by the wicked's mouth it is overthrown. One despising his friend lacks heart, but an understanding man remains silent. One going with slander is a revealer of secrets, but the faithful of spirit keeps a matter hidden. In the absence of wise counsels the people fall, but safety is in abundance of counselors. One suffers evil when he is surety for a stranger, but one hating strikers of hands is trusted. A gracious woman holds to honor, and terrifying men hold to riches. A merciful man does good to his own soul, but the cruel troubles his own flesh. The wicked makes a deceitful wage, but one sowing righteousness has a reward of truth. So righteousness leads to life, but one pursuing evil, to his death. Hateful to Yahweh are the perverse-hearted, but his delight is the upright in way. Though hand joined to hand, the evil shall not be innocent, but the righteous seed escapes. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a woman who is beautiful, yet turning aside discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, the hope of the wicked is wrath. There is one who scatters yet increases more, but a withholder of just due comes only to poverty. The blessed soul will be made fat, he who waters will also drink fully. One holding back grain, the people curse him, but a blessing is to the head of one selling grain. He who early is seeking good seeks favor, but one pursuing evil, it shall come to him. One trusting in his riches, he shall fall, but like a green leaf the righteous shall sprout. One troubling his house inherits the wind, and the fool is servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who takes hold of souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be rewarded in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Chapter 12. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is like a brute animal. The good obtain grace from Yahweh, but he will condemn a man of wicked devices. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be dislodged. A woman of virtue is a crown to her husband, but one causing shame is like rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked lie in ambush for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Overthrow the wicked, and they are not, but the house of the righteous stands. A man shall be praised according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He who is despised, and has a servant, is better than one honoring himself and lacking bread. The righteous knows the life of his animal, but the mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he chasing vanities lacks heart. The wicked desires the net of evils, but the root of the righteous gives fruit. In the transgression of the lips is the snare of evil, but the righteous will come out from distress. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of the mouth, and the dealing of a man's hand shall be given back to him. The way of a fool is upright in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise. A fool's vexation is known in a day, but the astute one covers shame. He who breathes faithfulness reveals righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is a rash speaking like thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is healing. The lips of truth are established forever, but a lying tongue lasts only while I wink. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but to counselors of peace is joy. No trouble shall be sent to the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh, but those who deal with faithfulness are his delight. A wise man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools calls out their folly. The hand of the hard worker shall rule, but the lazy ones will become forced labor. Heaviness in a man's heart makes it droop, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous searches out with his friend, but the way of the wicked misleads them. A person of laziness does not start after his prey, but the wealth of a working man is precious. in the way of righteousness is life, and in that pathway is no death. Chapter 13. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scorner does not hear rebuke. From the fruit of his mouth a man eats good, but the desire of the treacherous is violence. He who guards his mouth keeps his life, he who opens his lips wide is ruined. The sluggard soul is craving, but is not getting, but the soul of the hard workers shall be made fat. The righteous hates even a word of falsehood, but the wicked is odious and acts shamefully. Righteousness keeps the upright one in the way, but wickedness perverts a sinner. There are those who act rich, yet have nothing at all, and those who act poor, yet have great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor man does not hear rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Arguing only comes by pride, but wisdom is with those who take advice. Wealth from vanity shall dwindle away, but he who gathers by labor shall increase. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a tree of life is desire fulfilled. He who despises the word shall be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The Torah to the wise is a fountain of life, to turn away from the snares of death. Good sense gives grace, but the way of traitors is continual. Every prudent one deals with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly. A wicked messenger falls into evil, but a faithful ambassador is healing. Poverty and shame shall be to him who refuses instruction, but he who keeps to correction shall be honored. The desire coming to pass is sweet to the soul, but to depart from evil is hateful to fools. He who walks with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be broken. Evil pursues sinners, but the righteous shall be rewarded with good. A good man leaves an inheritance to his son's sons, but the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The tilled ground of the poor yields much food, but without justice, it is swept away. He who holds back his rod hates his son, but he who loves him seeks him with correction. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall lack. Chapter 14. A wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her own hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears Yahweh, but the perverse in his ways despises him. A rod of pride is in the mouth of a fool, but the lips of the wise shall keep them. The stall is clean where there are no cattle, but much gain is by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness breathes lies. A scorner seeks wisdom, but finds it not, yet knowledge is swift to the discerning. Go from before a foolish man, or you will not know the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the wise is to understand his way, but the foolishness of fools is deceit. Fools laugh at guilt offering, but among the righteous is favor. The heart knows the bitterness of its own soul, and a stranger does not mix in its joy. The wicked's house shall be thrown down, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems upright to a man, but the end of it is the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that joy is grief. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, but a good man from himself. The simple believes every word, but the wise considers his step. The wise fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is sure. He who is short of temper acts foolishly, and a man of evil plots is hated. The simple inherit foolishness, but the wise are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, yea, the wicked at the gates of the just. The poor is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, oh how happy is he! Do not those who think evil go astray. But mercy and truth will be to those who think of good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tends only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. In the fear of Yahweh is strong trust, and his sons shall have a hiding place. The fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life, to turn away from snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's glory, but in the lack of people is the ruin of a prince. One slow to anger is of great understanding, but he who is short of spirit exalts folly. A healthy heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. He who oppresses the poor curses his maker, but he who honors him gives grace to the needy. The wicked is thrust out in his wickedness, but the righteous has hope in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of the intelligent, but among fools it is revealed. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a shame to any people. The king's favor is toward a servant who acts prudently, but his wrath takes place on one causing shame. Chapter 15. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a hurtful word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. The eyes of Yahweh are in every place watching the evil and the good. A tongue that can heal is a tree of life, but perverseness in it is a break of the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he keeping correction is sensible. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the gain of the wicked is tumult. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool is not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is a hateful thing to Yahweh, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is hateful to Yahweh, but he loves him who pursues righteousness. Correction is grievous to him who forsakes the way, he who hates reproof shall die. Sheol and destruction are before Yahweh, even more the hearts of the sons of men. A scorner does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. A joyful heart makes a good face, but by grief of heart the spirit is stricken. The heart of the wise one seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the depressed are evil, but gladness of heart is a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of Yahweh than great treasure and destruction with it. Better is a dinner of vegetables where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred with it. A furious man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger calms fighting. The way of the lazy one is like a hedge of thorns, but the path of the righteous is exalted. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Foolishness is joy to him who lacks understanding, but a man of understanding walks a straight path. Without counsel plans are broken, but by many counselors they rise. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and how good is a word in its right timing. The path of life is upward to the prudent, that he may turn away from Sheol downward. Yahweh will tear down the house of the proud, but he will set up the widow's border. The thoughts of the wicked are very hateful to Yahweh, but the words of pleasantness are pure. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes shall live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, a good report makes the bones fat. The ear that hears the reproof of life shall remain among the wise. He who ignores correction despises his own soul, but he who hears reproof gets a sound heart. The fear of Yahweh is instruction in wisdom, and before honor is humility. Chapter 16. The orderings of the heart are for man, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the spirits. Roll your works on Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established. Yahweh has made all for his purpose, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh, though hand join in hand he shall not be innocent. Iniquity is covered by mercy and truth, and in the fear of Yahweh, men turn aside from evil. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great increase without justice. A man's heart plans his way, but Yahweh fixes his step. A righteous decision is on the lips of the king, his mouth is not treacherous in judgment. A just scale and balances are to Yahweh, all the stones of the bag are his work. It is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is made firm by righteousness. Righteous lips are the king's delight, and he speaking uprightly is loved. A king's fury is as messengers of death, but a wise man will cover it. In the light of the face of the king is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold! And to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. The highway of the upright is to turn away from evil, he keeping his soul watches his way. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who acts prudently shall find good, and he who trusts in Yahweh, oh how happy is he! The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and sweetness of lips increases learning. Prudence is a fountain of life to those who own it, but the teaching of fools is folly. The heart of the wise makes his mouth prudent, and he adds learning on his lips. Pleasant words are an overflowing of honey, sweetness to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is the ways of death. A laboring one labors for himself, for his mouth urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, and on his lips it is like a burning fire. A perverse man causes strife, and a talebearer separates close friends. A violent man lures his neighbor, and causes him to go in a way that is not good. He who shuts his eyes to plan perverse things, compressing his lips, he brings evil to pass. The gray head is a crown of glory, it is found in the way of righteousness. One slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but all ordering of it is from Yahweh. Chapter 17. Better is a dry piece of bread, and quietness with it, than a house full of sacrifices with fighting. A servant who acts prudently shall rule over a son who causes shame, and he shall have part of the inheritance among the brothers. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but Yahweh tries the hearts. An evildoer gives heed to lips of iniquity, a liar listens to a tongue of evil desire. He who mocks the poor reviles his maker, he who rejoices at calamity shall not be innocent. Grandsons are the crown of old men, and the glory of sons are their fathers. An arrogant lip is not fitting for a fool, much less are lying lips for a noble. A reward is a precious stone in the eyes of his owner, everywhere he turns, he is prudent. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. A reproof enters more into one discerning than 100 stripes into a fool. Rebellion seeks evil, so a cruel messenger is sent against him. Let a bear bereaved of her cubs meet a man, rather than a fool in his foolishness. Whoever returns evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like the releasing of water, therefore leave off fighting before it breaks out. He who justifies the wicked, and he who condemns the just, even both of them are hateful to Yahweh. Why is there hire in a fool's hand to get wisdom, and there is no heart for it? A friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for distress. A man lacking heart strikes the hand, he pledges in the presence of his friend. He loving strife loves rebellion, he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. One crooked of heart does not find good, and he who is perverse in his tongue falls into evil. He who fathers a fool has sorrow for it, yea, the father of a fool has no joy. A cheerful heart makes good healing, but a stricken spirit dries the bone. The wicked takes a bribe out of the bosom to pervert the paths of justice. With the face of the wise is wisdom, but a fool's eyes are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a vexation to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. And it is not good to punish the just, to strike leaders for uprightness. He who restrains his words knows knowledge, and of a rare spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool who is silent is counted wise, he who shuts his lips is counted as discerning. Chapter 18. He who separates himself seeks his own desire, he breaks out against all sound wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in uncovering his heart. When the wicked comes, scorn also comes, and with shame comes reproach. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters, the fountain of wisdom like a flowing stream. To lift up the face of the wicked is not good, nor to turn aside the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into strife, and his mouth calls for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare of his soul. The words of a slanderer are as wounds, yea, they go down into the innermost chambers of the belly. And he who is slack in his work, he is a brother to a master destroyer. The name of Yahweh is a tower of strength, the righteous runs into it and is set on high. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his imagination. Before shattering, a man's heart is haughty, but humility goes before honor. If one turns back a matter before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. The spirit of a man will endure his sickness, but who can bear a wounded spirit? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. He who is first in his cause seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him. The lot causes arguments to cease, and divides between the mighty. An offended brother is worse than a fortified city, yea, their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, he shall be satisfied with the produce of his lips. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat its fruit. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing, and gets favor from Yahweh. The poor speak with entreaties, but the rich answer fiercely. A man of friends may be broken up, but there is a lover who sticks closer than a brother. Chapter 19. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity, than he who is crooked in his lips, and he is a fool. Also, without knowledge the soul is not good, and he who hurries with his feet sins. The foolishness of man overturns his way, and his heart rages against Yahweh. Wealth adds many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be blameless, yea, a breather of lies shall not escape. Many will beg the favor of a noble, and all are friends to him who gives gifts. All the poor man's brothers hate him, and his friends also surely leave him, he pursues them with words, yet they are not. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul, he who keeps understanding finds good. A false witness shall not be blameless, yea, he who speaks lies shall perish. Luxury is not becoming for a fool, much less for a servant to rule over princes. A man's discretion makes his anger slow, and his glory is to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is like a lion's roar, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is a ruin to his father, and a wife's quarreling a never-ending dripping. House and riches are the legacy of fathers, but a prudent wife is from Yahweh. Laziness makes one fall into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his own soul, he who despises his ways shall die. He who has pity on the poor lends to Yahweh, and he will repay his dealing to him. Chasten your son, for there is hope, and do not set your soul on making him die. A man great of fury will bear the penalty, for if you deliver him, then you must do it again. Hear advice and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. Many purposes are in a man's heart, but the counsel of Yahweh shall stand. The desirableness of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahweh tends to life, and he shall rest satisfied, he shall not be visited with evil. A lazy one puts his hand in a dish, and he will not return it to his mouth. Strike a scorner and the simple will be shrewd, reprove a discerner, and he will discern knowledge. He who assaults his father and chases his mother away, he is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. My son, cease to hear the discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A worthless witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours evil. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and blows for the backs of fools. Chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is noisy, and each one straying by it is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roar of a lion, he who stirs him up to anger wrongs his own soul. For a man to cease from strife is an honor, but every fool exposes himself. The lazy man will not plow, after winter he begs at harvest, and nothing is there. Counsel in a man's heart is like deep water, and a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim each his own kindness, but who can find a faithful man? The just one walks in his integrity, blessed are his sons after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment does not look upon any evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? A stone and a smaller stone, an ephah and an unequal ephah, both are hateful to Yahweh. Even a child is known by his acts, whether his work is pure or upright. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has even made both of them. Do not love sleep, lest you become poor, open your eyes, be satisfied with bread. Bad. Bad. Says the buyer, but when it is left to him, then he boasts. There is gold and a multitude of gems, but the lips of knowledge are a rare vessel. Take the garment of the one who is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge from one who guarantees for strangers. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Purposes are established in counsel, yea, make war with wise guidance. A revealer of secrets walks about as a gossip, so do not meddle with him who opens his lips wide. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in deep darkness. An inheritance may be gotten quickly in the beginning, but the end of it shall not be blessed. Do not say, I will repay evil, wait on Yahweh, and he will save you. A stone and a stone are hateful to Yahweh, and a false balance is not good. The steps of a man are from Yahweh, and what can man discern of his way? It is a snare to a man to say rashly, a holy thing, and after he vows to inquire about it. A wise king scatters the wicked and turns the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the lamp of Yahweh, searching all the inward parts of the heart. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their vigor, and the honor of old men is the gray head. The stripes of a wound cleanse away evil, and strokes the inward parts of the heart. Chapter 21. As streams of waters, the king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh, he inclines it wherever he desires. Every way of a man is upright in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the hearts. For Yahweh, to do righteousness and justice is to be chosen more than sacrifice. High eyes, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked, is sin. The plans of the diligent tend only to plenty, but those of every hasty one only to poverty. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vapor driven by those who seek death. The violence of the wicked destroys them, because they refuse to do justice. The way of a guilty man is perverted, but the pure, his way is upright. It is better to dwell on a corner of a housetop, than to share the house with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil, his neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. The simple is made wise when the scorner is punished, and when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous one wisely considers the house of the wicked. He overthrows the wicked for his evil. Whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he himself shall also call, and shall not be answered. A gift in secret subdues anger, yea, a bribe in the bosom quiets strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do justice, but ruin shall come to the workers of iniquity. The man who wanders out of the way of understanding shall rest in the congregation of departed spirits. A man who loves pleasure shall be poor, he who loves wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the just, and the treacherous in the place of the upright. It is better to live in a land of the wilderness than with a woman of strivings and anger. A desirable treasure and oil are in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man devours it. He who pursues righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness and honor. A wise one ascends the city of the mighty and topples the strength in which it trusts. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from distresses. Proud, arrogant scorner is his name, he who deals in proud wrath. The lust of the lazy man kills him, for his hands have refused to work. He lusts with lust all the day long, but the righteous gives and does not withhold. The sacrifice of the wicked is hateful, how much more when he brings it with an evil intent. A false witness shall perish, but the man who hears will speak forever. A wicked man hardens his face, but the upright establishes his way. There is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel before Yahweh. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to Yahweh. Chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, better is grace, rather than silver or gold. The rich and poor meet together, Yahweh is the maker of all of them. A prudent one sees the evil coming and hides himself, but the foolish go on and are punished. The reward of humility is the fear of Yahweh, riches, and honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse, he who keeps his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child on the opening of his way, even when he is old, he will not turn aside from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows injustice will reap evil, and the rod of his wrath shall fail. He who has a good eye, he is blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Drive away the scorner and strife shall go out, yea, quarrels and shame shall cease. He who loves pureness of heart, grace is on his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of Yahweh keep knowledge, and he overthrows the words of the treacherous. The lazy one says, a lion is outside. I will be killed in the streets. The mouth of alien women is a deep pit, those despised by Yahweh shall fall there. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. One oppresses the poor to multiply for himself, another gives to the rich, only to come to poverty. Stretch your ear and hear the words of the wise, and set your heart to my knowledge. For they are pleasant when you keep them within you, they shall all be fixed together on your lips. So that your trust may be in Yahweh. I caused you to know today, even you. Have I not written to you yesterday and the day before with counsels and knowledge? To cause you to know the certainty of the words of truth, to return the words of truth to those who send to you. Rob not the poor because he is poor, and oppress not the afflicted in the gate. For Yahweh will contend for their cause, and will plunder the soul of their plunderers. Do not feed an owner of anger, and do not go in with a man of fury. Lest you learn his paths and take a snare for your soul. Do not be one of those who strike the hand, those who are sureties for loans. If you have nothing to repay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Do not move the old landmark which your fathers have set. Do you see a man who is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before obscure men. Chapter 23. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, look carefully at what is before you. And put a knife to your throat if you are an owner of an appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for it is the bread of lies. Do not labor to be rich, cease from your own understanding. Will your eyes fly on it? And it is not. For surely it makes wings for itself, it flies into the heavens like an eagle. Do not eat the bread of one having an evil eye, and do not desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. He says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. You shall vomit the bit you have eaten and spoil your pleasant words. Do not speak in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the good sense of your words. Do not move the old landmark, and do not enter into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is mighty, he will contend for their cause with you. Bring your heart in for instruction, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you strike him with the rod, he will not die. You shall strike him with the rod, and you shall deliver his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. And my reins shall rejoice when your lips speak right things. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but only be in the fear of Yahweh all the day. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope shall not be cut off. My son, hear, you, and be wise, and advance your heart in the way. Be not among heavy drinkers of wine, with gluttons, flesh to themselves. For the drunkard and the glutton lose all, and sleepiness shall clothe one with rags. Listen to your father, this one fathered you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Obtain the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom, and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he who fathers a wise one shall even be glad in him. Your father and your mother shall be glad, and she who bore you shall rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes watch my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a strange woman is a narrow well. Surely she lies in wait, as for prey, and she increases the treacherous among men. Who has woe, who sorrow? Who has contentions, who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has dullness of eyes? Those who stay long at the wine, those who go to seek mixed wine. Do not look at the wine when it is red, when it gives its color in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. At its last it bites like a snake, and it stings like an adder. Your eyes shall look on strange women, and your heart shall speak perverse things. Yes, you shall be as one who lies down in the middle of the sea, or as he who lies on the top of a mast. Saying, they struck me. I was not sick. They beat me, yet I did not know. When I awaken I will add to it, I will still seek it. Chapter 24. Do not envy evil men, nor desire to be with them. For their heart meditates on violence, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom a house is built, and it is established by understanding. And by knowledge the room shall be filled with precious and pleasant riches. A wise warrior is in strength, yes, a man of knowledge firms up power. for you shall make war for yourself by wise advice, and deliverance is in the great counselor. Wisdom is too high for a fool, he does not open his mouth in the gate. He who plots to do evil shall be called a master of evil plots. The plot of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is hateful to men. Your strength is narrow if you faint in the day of distress. If you hold back to deliver those being taken to death, and those stumbling for killing. For you say, "Behold, we did not know this." Does not he who weighs the heart consider it? And the one who keeps your soul, does he not know? Yea, he repays to a man according to his work. My son, eat honey because it is good, and the honeycomb is sweet to your palate. So shall knowledge of wisdom be to your soul when you have found there is a future reward and your hope is not cut off. O wicked one, do not lie in wait against the dwelling of the righteous, do not violate his resting place. For a righteous one falls 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall stumble into evil. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles. That Yahweh not see and it be evil in his eyes, and he turn away his anger from him. Do not burn in anger because of evildoers, and do not envy the wicked. For no reward shall be to the wicked, the lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear Yahweh and the king, do not meddle with those who change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of both of them? These also are for the wise, to respect persons in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, "You are righteous," the peoples shall curse him, nations shall abhor him. But to those who rebuke, it is pleasant, and a good blessing comes to them. He kisses the lips of one who returns right words. Prepare your work outside, and make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterwards build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, or deceive with your lips. Do not say, "I will do to him as he has done to me, I will repay each according to his work." I went over the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man lacking heart. And, lo, it was all risen up with thistles, nettles had covered its surface, and its stone wall was broken down. And I beheld, I set my heart on it, I looked, I received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to lie down. So shall your poverty come stalking, and your want like a man with a shield. Chapter 25. These are the proverbs of Solomon which the men of Hezekiah king of Judah copied out. The glory of Elohim is to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. The heavens for height, and the earth for depth, but the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and a vessel of the refiner shall appear. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne is established in righteousness. Do not honor yourself before a king, and do not stand in the place of the great. For it is better that he shall say to you, "Come up here," than that you should be put lower before a noble whom your eyes have seen. Do not go out to fight hastily, lest you know not what to do in the end of it, when your neighbor has put you to shame. Contend for your cause with your neighbor, and do not uncover the secret of another, lest he who hears put you to shame, and your evil report not turn back. A word rightly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. As a ring of gold, and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover on an obedient ear. Like the cold of snow in harvest time, so is a faithful messenger to those sending him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. A man boasting himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind, but with no rain. In being slow to anger, a ruler is persuaded, and a soft tongue shatters the bone. Have you found honey? Eat only your fill lest you be satiated and vomited out. Make your foot rare from your neighbor's house, lest he be full of you and hate you. A man who gives false witness against his neighbor is a maul, and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in a traitor in time of distress is like a bad tooth and a slipping foot. As he who takes away a garment in cold weather, and as vinegar on soda, so is he who sings songs on a heart in misery. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you shall heap coals of fire on his head, and Yahweh shall reward you. The north wind brings rain, so does a secret tongue an angry face. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. Like cold waters to a weary soul, so is a good report from a far country. The righteous falling down before the wicked is like a fouled fountain and a ruined spring. It is not good to eat much honey, and to search out their own honor is not honor. A man to whom there is no control to his spirit is like a broken-down city without a wall. Chapter 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not right for a fool. As the wandering bird, as the swallow in its flying, so the causeless curse shall never come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his foolishness, lest you become like him, even you. Answer a fool according to his foolishness, that he not be wise in his own eyes. He that sends a message by a fool's hand cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. As the legs of the lame are weak, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. As he binding a stone on a sling, so is he giving honor to a fool. As a thorn goes up into the drunkard's hand, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Great is the former of all things, but he who hires a fool is like one who hires those passing by. As a dog that returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The lazy one says, a lion is in the way, a lion is between the streets. As the door turns on its hinge, so is the lazy one on his bed. The lazy one buries his hand in the dish, he is weary to bring it back to his mouth. The lazy one is wiser in his own eyes than seven that return a wise answer. One passing by, crossing himself over strife that is not his own, is like one who grabs a dog's ears. Like a madman throwing sparks, arrows, and death, so is a man who deceives his neighbor and says, am I not joking? The fire goes out where there is no wood, so the strife ceases where there is no gossiper. As coal to burning embers, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a gossiper are as delicacies, and they go down into the chambers of the heart. As with silver dross spread over an earthen vessel, so are burning lips and a wicked heart. He who hates, dissembles with his lips, for he lays up deceit in his inner being. When his voice is gracious, do not believe him, for he has seven hateful things in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by guile, his evil shall be revealed in the assembly. He who digs a pit shall fall into it, and he who rolls a stone shall have it turn back on him. A lying tongue hates the ones it crushes, and a flattering mouth works stumbling. Chapter 27. Do not boast in the day of tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, let it be a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand a burden, but a fool's anger is heavier than both. Fury is fierce, and anger overflows, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is degrading chastisement in the open than concealed love. Faithful are the wounds of a lover, and plentiful are the kisses of a hated one. One who is full tramples a honeycomb, but to a hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. A man wandering from his place is like a bird that wanders from the nest. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, and one's friend is sweet from the counsel of the soul. Do not forsake your friend, nor your father's friend, and do not go into your brother's house in the day of your calamity, for a near neighbor is better than a brother far away. My son, become wise and give joy to my heart, so that I may return a word to him that taunts me. A prudent man sees the evil and hides himself, the simple go on and are punished. Take the garment of him who is surety for a stranger, and hold him in pledge who is surety for a strange woman. He who rises early in the morning and blesses his friend with a loud voice, it is counted as cursing to him. Drops that never cease on a rainy day, and a contentious woman are alike. He who hides her hides the wind, and the ointment of his right hand cries out. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens his friend's face. The keeper of the fig tree eats its fruit, so he keeping his master is honored. As the face reflects the face in the water, so the heart of man reflects a man. Sheol and destruction are never satisfied, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The refining pot tries silver, and the furnace tries gold, but a man is tried by the mouth of his praise. If you pound a fool in the mortar with a pestle amidst grain, his foolishness will not turn away from him. Know well the face of your flock, set your heart on your herds. For wealth is not forever, nor the crown from generation to generation. When the hay is revealed, and the new grass is seen, and the mountain plants are taken up. The lambs will be for your clothing, and the he-goats the price for a field. And there will be goats' milk enough for your food, for the food of your household, and for the life of your maidens. Chapter 28. The wicked flee though no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Because of transgression in a land, many are its rulers, but it is prolonged by a man who has understanding, who knows right. A poor man that oppresses the weak is like a sweeping rain that leaves no food. Those who forsake the Torah praise the wicked, but those who keep the Torah strive with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those seeking Yahweh understand all. Better is the poor walking in his integrity than the crooked of two ways, even if he is rich. He who keeps the Torah is a wise son, but he who is one feeding gluttons shames his father. He who multiplies his wealth by interest and usury, he shall gather it for him who pities the weak. Whoever turns aside his ear from hearing the Torah, even his prayer is an abomination. He who causes the upright to go astray in an evil way shall fall into his own pit, and the blameless shall inherit good. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the discerning poor searches him out. When the righteous rejoice, great is the glory, but when the wicked rise, a man will be sought for. He who covers his sins will not fare well, but he who confesses and forsakes them shall have pity. Blessed is a man who fears Yahweh always. But he who hardens his heart falls into evil. The wicked ruler is a roaring lion and a charging bear over a poor people. The ruler that lacks understanding even adds oppressions, but he who hates unjust gain prolongs his days. Any man oppressed with the blood of a soul shall flee to the pit, let them not uphold him. He who walks uprightly shall be saved, but he who is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. He who tills his ground shall have plenty of bread, but one pursuing vanity shall have much poverty. A faithful man shall be full of blessings, but he rushing to be rich shall not be innocent. To respect faces is not good, yea, for a man will transgress for a piece of bread. A man with an evil eye hastens after wealth, but he does not know that poverty will come on him. He who reproves a man afterwards finds grace, more than he who flatters with the tongue. He who robs his father or his mother, and says, "It is not a transgression," he shall be a partner to a man who corrupts. The proud in soul stirs up strife, but he who is trusting on Yahweh shall be abundantly satisfied. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom shall be delivered. He who gives to the poor shall not lack, but he who hides his eyes shall have plenty of curses. When the wicked rise, a man hides himself, but when they perish, the righteous multiply. Chapter 29. A man who hardens his neck when reproved shall be suddenly broken, and there will be no healing. When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, when the wicked rule, the people sigh. He who loves wisdom gladdens his father, but a feeder of harlots wastes wealth. A king establishes a land by justice, but a man taking bribes tears it down. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his steps. A snare is in the transgression of an evil man, but the righteous sing and rejoice. The righteous attends to the cause of the poor, the wicked does not discern knowledge. Scornful men blast a city, but the wise turn away anger. If a wise man disputes with a foolish man, either he shakes or laughs, and there is no rest. Men of blood hate the blameless, but the upright seek his soul. A fool brings out all of his spirit, but holding back, the wise quiets it. To a ruler who listens to lying words, all his ministers are wicked. The poor and the injurious man meet together. Yahweh enlightens the eyes of both. A king that truly judges the weak shall have his throne established forever. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a boy let loose causes shame to his mother. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Discipline your son, and you will get rest, and it will give delight to your soul. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. But blessed is he, the one keeping the Torah. A servant is not corrected by words, though he discerns, there is no answer. Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than of him. He who pampers his servant from youth, even afterwards in his days he shall be his successor. An angry man stirs up contention, and a furious one abounds in transgression. The pride of man brings him low, but the humble of spirit takes hold of honor. He who shares with a thief hates his soul, he hears a curse, but does not tell it. The fear of man brings a snare, but he trusting Yahweh is set on high. Many seek the face of the ruler, but the judgment of each man is from Yahweh. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and the upright of way are an abomination to the wicked. Chapter 30. The words of Agur the son of Jacob, the burden. The man spoke to Ithiel, even to Ithiel and Uchal, saying, surely I am more brutish than anyone, and I do not have the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, but I do know the knowledge of holiness. Who has gone up to heaven, and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in his garments? Who has made all the ends of the earth to rise? What is his name, and what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of Elohim is refined, he is a shield to those who seek refuge in him. Do not add to his words, that he not reprove you, and you be found a liar. I have asked two things from you. Do not hold back from me before I die. Remove vanity and a lying word far from me, do not give me poverty or riches, tear for me my portion of bread. That I not become satisfied and deceive, and say, who is Yahweh? Or that I not become poor and steal, and violate the name of my Elohim. Do not slander a servant to his master, that he not curse you, and you be found guilty. A generation curses its father, and does not bless its mother. A generation that is pure in its own eyes, and yet not washed from its own filth. There is a generation, oh how lofty are its eyes! And its eyelids are lifted up. A generation whose teeth are like swords, and its jaw teeth like knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters crying, give! Give! Three things are not satisfied, four, never have said, enough. Sheol, and the barren womb, the earth not filled with water, and the fire, these never said, enough. The eye that mocks its father and despises to obey its mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, the sons of the eagle shall eat it. Three things are too wonderful for me, yea, I do not know the way of four. The way of an eagle in the heavens, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship in the heart of the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin. So is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats, and wipes her mouth, and says, I have done no evil. The earth quakes under three things, yea, it is not able to bear up under four. Under a servant when he reigns, and a fool when he is filled with food. Under a hated one when she is married, under a slave girl when she is heir to her mistress. Four things are little on the earth, but they are the wise ones of those made wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in summer. Rock badgers are not a powerful people, yet they make their houses in the rock. The locusts have no king, yet they go out in a swarm, all of them. The lizard you can take with the hands, yet it is in king's palaces. There are three things that do good in a march, yea, four, that do good in walking. A lion is mighty among beasts, and he does not turn away from facing all. One girded in loins, and a he-goat, and a king. There is no rising up with him. If you have been foolish in lifting yourself up, or if you have plotted evil, lay your hand on your mouth. Surely, the squeezing of milk brings curds, and the squeezing of the nose brings blood, so the squeezing of wrath brings out strife. Chapter 31. The words of King Lemuel, the burden that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, or your ways to that which wipes out kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to lust for fermented drink. That they not drink and forget what is decreed, and pervert the right of the sons of affliction. Give fermented drink to one perishing, and wine to the bitter of soul. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the dumb, in the cause of all the sons of those passing away. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the poor and needy. Who can find a woman of virtue? For her value is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, so that he has no lack of gain. She deals good with him, and not evil, all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and she works with her hands with delight. She is like the merchant ships, she brings in her food from afar. She also rises while it is still night and gives game to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She has examined a field and takes it, she plants a vineyard from the fruit of her hands. She has girded her loins with strength, and has made her arms strong. She tastes whether her gain is good, her lamp is not put out by night. She has sent forth her hands on the distaff, and her hands have held the spindle. She spreads out her hands to the poor, yea, she stretches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sits with the elders of the land. She makes fine linen garments, and sells, and she delivers belts to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she shall rejoice at the day to come. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. She watches the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, for he praises her. Many are the daughters who work with virtue, but you rise above them all. Charm may be deceitful, and beauty vain, but a woman who fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.